Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me is Daniel Duplessis, who's the Business Development Manager at Milcor. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Morning, Jesse. I'm well, and you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time so early in the morning, 10 to 7.
Thank you so much for hosting me.
No problem. So, where did this all come about? I mean, we did have Danelle. I mean, we used to be quite illustrious in terms of what we produced on a military scale for the rest of the world. So where did drones come from?
So Milcor was established in 1981. Mm-hmm. We started off with the manufacturing of 40mm grenade launchers.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2017, we saw a gap in the market for the development of future technologies, particularly in the unmanned aerial vehicle sector or UAV sector. There's only about 7 or 8 countries in the world that has the capacity to manufacture drones to these scales, to the size that they are. It's referred to as a Category 4 UAV, basically referring to the weight and the wingspan of the UAV and the payload carrying capacity. So we saw the gap in the market, the decline of new innovations within the state-owned entities and other private sector companies left that gap, for us to actually explore that option. And we started the development of smaller scale drones, working our way up to what we now call the Milcor 380, which is officially the largest drone ever produced on the African continent.
Amazing. And what countries are your market?
So there's quite a few, actually. This will be available for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
With the primary focus specifically on South Africa as one of the intended users, as well as other countries in Asia, Southern America, and Europe, essentially, as well.
Interesting. Very interesting. And what else can you tell us? I mean, what would be interesting for us as lay people to know about UAVs?
So I think one of the main things is actually what this could be used for. This drone is primarily used for reconnaissance and surveillance, mm-hmm. and in layman's terms, that basically means to fly in the air for as long as possible, looking down with highly advanced electronic equipment, camera systems, infrared cameras, thermal cameras, and various other types of sensors, and gather as much information as possible on the ground. And these things have become quite advanced and has been used to great efficiency over the past few decades. One thing also, the fact that this is unmanned increases the endurance that this UAV can perform. It can fly for up to 35 hours continuously and for distances more than 2,000 kilometers. And that means that the accuracy of the information that you actually receive down is not reliant on factors such as human fatigue or cold weather or things like that.
Could it be used to fight crime?
It is definitely intended to fight crime. Specifically, although this is a military drone, you refer to it as a military drone, it has various amount of military applications, but it is also intended for the civil market and some other government entities for intelligence gathering, for controlling and surveying borders, for monitoring economic zones. It could also be used for conservation efforts, which is a big thing in South Africa and the rest of the African continent. And in the future, it could potentially also be used for human relief efforts if care packages and support and medicine needs to be dropped off in rural areas.
Mm.
This is one of the things it could be used for as well.
That's incredible. And how much do they sell for?
Unfortunately, I can't answer that question. It's quite a lot. But yeah, that's the main thing. These things took some time to develop. It does put South Africa within an elite class of countries that now has the capability. And I think one of the main things also to illustrate is the benefit, both for the South African defense industry, but also for the economy that this holds. These things allow for a lot more job creation. I think our company has grown to about 250 engineers dedicated just to this project, all locally sourced from some of the top universities in South Africa. And the export market for this is quite lucrative as well. So we are quite excited about this product. I think the South African population in general should be excited for something like this. It's something that is a remarkable achievement, and we're also quite proud of that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, do you think that there is a room for drones and their capabilities to replace some of the capabilities of satellites. Because before we'd have to set up satellites at tremendous expense, hundreds of millions of dollars, in order to get the same information that a drone can now do.
Yeah, I think one thing to also understand is, yes, there are some features and some operations that a drone could potentially replace a satellite with, but in the most case, these two work quite well together. So the drone could actually extend its range with satellite communication, and not necessarily using satellite or satellite imagery to get the pictures on the ground, but to use the satellites themselves, which is a completely different operation itself, but using the satellites themselves for communication and control over the UAV. So in a sense, I don't think it will replace satellites altogether. I think that will continue to grow. That market is also quite needed for the development of the technologies that we have on the ground. But the applications does open a few doors for a different approach when it comes to imagery and information gathering on the ground.
Would you sell to anybody who had the money for it? I mean, are there checks and balances? If I had the money, say, let's call it $150 million, right? And
yes.
I've just won the lotto. And I've come to you and I say, you know what, I want this drone. Would you sell it to me? Are there checks and balances?
Unfortunately not. I mean, as a businessman, I would love to do that. But luckily, the South African government has imposed really strict regulations regarding these type of technologies and equipment.
Yeah.
And I think all South Africa should be thankful for that. I think they're doing quite a good job. Department of Defense, and especially the NCACC, the Control Arms Commission, they have very strict restrictions on who the end user for this type of thing could be. And to a much larger extent, that's to safeguard any potential private buyer that could use this for malicious attempts. So, yeah, the short answer is no. We primarily supply to governments or government entities, various branches of defense forces, Ministry of Interior, police, and even national intelligence as well.
Very interesting. I just wondered if there was some sort of code that governs arms sales that, you're not going to go and sell one of these drones to Joseph Kony in Uganda.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, there are a lot of restrictions on this. It's called the Non-Proliferation Act, according to the NCACC. There's various acts for the sale of any arms, essentially. So everything that we sell falls under that jurisdiction. We have a good relationship with Arms Corps, Department of Defense, and this specific committee, this branch, called the NCACC, which governs all the imports and exports of arms within and from South Africa. So they are doing outstanding work in protecting and safeguarding that these things do not fall into the wrong hands. That's the main agenda.